الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهداه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله dear brothers to this session of رياض الصالحين. Today we are with the hadith number 56 from the hadith of the Riyad al-Salihin, and it's the third in the chapter of Sidq or honesty or truthfulness. This hadith is reported on the authority of Abu Sufyan, Sakhr ibn Harb radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and his long hadith in the in the hadith that he mentioned about what happened to him with Heraclius, when Heraclius said, asking him, فَمَاذَا يَأْمُرَكُمْ, what did he use to command you with? What did he use to command you with, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Abu Sufyan at that time was kafir before he embraced Islam. When he met Heraclius, he was kafir. Then Heraclius asked him, what this man is asking you to do, what is he commanding you to do? He, Abu Sufyan, said at that moment, I wish that I could make a lie this day, so I put down Muhammad, because he was his enemy that time. But Heraclius have told the other people who came with Abu Sufyan to stay behind him, and if they find him telling a lie, they give a signal to Heraclius, so he knows that Abu Sufyan is lying. And he said that if it is not any shame that a man lied, I would have lied that day. And he said, I did not lie for these two reasons. First, it is shame. Second, that Heraclius already put my people behind me and asked them to sign if he says something not correct. So then Abu Sufyan said, honestly, he calls us to worship Allah alone with no any other partners. And he also calls us to abandon what our fathers used to say, meaning the shirk, the kufr. And he commands us to perform the prayers and to be able, honestly. That is important. He said, this man, Muhammad, is asking us to be honest all the time. This is something good, not bad. And to make ourselves upon modesty and to have and to strengthen the ties of kinship, meaning the relationship, to make it strong with your family members, not to boycott them for something little. So he mentioned the sidq or honesty or truthfulness, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is commanding the people to be upon honesty. So we have also Muslims to be upon honesty. And on the fourth hadith of this chapter, which is the hadith number 57 of the book of Riyad al-Salihin, which is narrated on the authority, and the first hadith was agreed upon, by the way, and this hadith is reported by Imam Muslim on the authority of Abu Thabit radiallahu anhu, who said that really the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من سأل الله تعالى الشهادة بصدق بلغه الله منازل الشهداء وإن مات على فراشه. Whomsoever asked Allah Ta'ala the martyrdom, and to be killed as a martyr, as a shaheed. Whosoever asks Allah the martyrdom in a truth state, meaning he is honest, it's not only saying, but he really is honest in wishing martyrdom, then Allah gives him that ranks or the ranks of the martyr, even if he dies on his bed. Even if he dies on his bed. Why? Because he was honest. He was honest. So honesty is very, very important for the Muslim. But in some time people think that telling lie, this will protect me from the harmfulness of others, or telling lie make me have a good position amongst the people. But this is wrong, as we heard before, that the man will lie and lie and lie until he is written before Allah a liar. And whoever is written before Allah is a liar, Allah will give him no support. So we have to be always on honesty. May Allah Ta'ala make us from those people of honesty. Wallahu Ta'ala a'lam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.